Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we love to laugh, we love to lap, and we love to lab. We discuss all things corn, the origin of Fruity Pebbles, and the finale of Drag Race UK versus the World. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello. What was that? I thought you were good. I thought you were doing the start of The Lion King.
Nope. I was kind of just vocalizing.
Hi. I was going to say, hey, my goofy, gassy, gussy girl.
Oh, honey, you have no idea.
Are you? You got a goof in your tummy?
No, I'm just feeling goofy, not necessarily gassy or
tell
girly.
Me something goofy.
Yuck.
Don't yuck my hyum.
Don't yuck my hyum. Corey, arrivederci, my little peewee.
I wish Goofy could do wah.
I'm absolutely positive he can.
See, not as easy as you think. My girl, my sweet,
my little stinker,
sweet little stinky girl.
I kind of identify as a stinker. Whenever I'm playing a video game, I feel like I'm a stinker. Like I like to blow things up. I like to break shit. I like to throw things around.
I like to catch
things on fire.
That's not how I would describe a stinker.
I like to be a little stinker.
Maybe more
like, you know, when somebody's messing with your area, you're like, oh, that little stinker.
I think that's like a troublemaker.
Yeah, that's a stinker. Get out of here, you little stinker. Don't you find?
I really don't find.
When I'm playing Fortnite and I'm playing with strangers, I like to go right up to my teammates and just like throw things at their faces. Like nice things, kind things, like, you know, shield energy or, you know, like healing things.
In what
like,
game?
Just hit them right in the face. Fortnite.
You can throw things at people's faces?
Yeah, it's not damaging. It's just like I toss a thing, but I make sure I hit them right in the face. Or like I'll carry around corn and I'll just throw it right at their face. Corn right in the face.
Wow.
I'm a stinker. I'm a stinker.
Such a freaky stinker you are.
It's like, you know, I hate pranks, but
you
like
love being a stinker.
But I love being a stinker. A stinker is somebody who is a prankster, but
smells.
It's at least neutral. It's not bad. It's not mean.
Did your mom and or dad ever be like, oh, you stinker?
Yes.
What would you be getting up to?
I would be stinking.
Throw corn right at your mom's face.
I would if I could, if I had it. You had corn. We couldn't afford corn.
On the cob.
Barely. You could afford the cob?
Oh, honey.
If we were having corn, honey.
It was out of a can.
It was canned, honey.
Did you ever have candy corn?
Yeah.
Yes. Paul of it.
Paul did love that, yeah. And anybody that's all, oh, candy corn, not good. Grow up. It's like, not every candy is for your taste buds.
You know what?
Fuck off. Get out of here.
I think I've said this before. My general rule of thumb is like, I guess more for me. Oh, wow, you don't like my grape Jolly Ranchers? Cool, I'll eat them all.
Yeah.
Because I'm a stinker.
You don't like that. Yeah, you don't like that artist? You don't want tickets to go see Korn in concert? Fine, I'll be front row without you. I'll more easier access to tier one tickets.
Hell yeah.
What does Korn sing?
Butterfly.
Do they sing or do they scream?
Butterfly with the bullet wings.
Butterfly no, in the sky.
I think does Korn have a song called The Butterfly Bullet Korn?
I'm sorry, I couldn't piece together a single word of that song.
Butterfly bullet.
I'm not sure if it was all in the correct order. Or...
Oh, okay. So Korn has a song called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. I knew it.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
I am a corny kid. That's what their fans call themselves.
Now, what's some corny behavior? What do you consider to be corny?
Are you talking about the band or did we corny. Move on?
Corny. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Corny cool?
No. No.
My drag name?
No. You know about if somebody calls you corny, that person's corny.
That's corny as hell.
What does that mean to you?
Geeky, dad jokes.
Corny.
Nerd. Hey, I had two people within 1 week say that I am a gay nerd, and that's a subset of my personality.
Okay, well, let's just talk about it. You want to talk about it?
I was very caught off guard, but then they had receipts.
What? Pictures of you wearing glasses?
No, they said because I like video games and Pokemon Go that I'm a gay nerd. Mm. I said, excuse you. Would a nerd smoke weed?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, I would say you're a nerd.
Yeah, well, one of them said that I was a nerd because you're a nerd.
Me?
Yeah.
Through the transitive property?
They said just by knowing that you're my best friend and that you have nerdy behavior, that I'm probably a nerd in association.
What is my nerdy behavior? I don't think I have nerdy behavior.
That's what I said. They said twit.
I'm a stinker.
They said Twitch was your nerdy behavior. This person was really stuck on video games being for nerds, which I thought, oh, wow.
You know what? Let that person not eat your candy corn, not go to corn concerts, and not play your video games. They don't know what they're missing out on.
He was trying to eat my candy corn. Okay. Trying to eat my corny candy corn.
Have you ever sounded with a piece of candy corn? Can you get down to the yellow?
That's all I sound with.
Can you get down to the orange?
Yeah.
Can you get down to the white?
Sure.
I don't know the order of the colors.
I only do the candy corn pumpkins when I'm sounding.
I hate it! Okay, just the tip, just that little green stem tip.
Just the stem. Yeah. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Well, and then it acts as a hat.
Yeah. How come they don't have more candy corn shapes? Like, better? Like, if there's pumpkins, why aren't there candy corn bats or candy corn ghosts?
Well, I think once it's another shape, it's no longer corn.
Are candy corn pumpkins not called candy corn pumpkins?
No.
What?
I don't know what they're called, but they're definitely not called candy corn pumpkins. Because candy corn is shaped like corn kernels. Did you know that?
This says it's called a candy pumpkin. Not you being right for once.
Yeah, well, stinker behavior.
Oh, have you had the autumn mix?
No.
Well, that's dumb.
Who's in
autumn it? Mix is just... Well, it's a autumn mix is just the pumpkins and the corns together.
That's it?
And how come sometimes the candy corn is brown and orange only, and other times it's yellow, orange, white?
Budget. It's all about budgeting.
Here to answer all of your hard-hitting questions, we have our today's guest, the inventor of candy corn.
Who did it?
Mr. Brox. You don't know her? That's the brand. That's the brand that makes candy corn. Brox.
Bratch. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, wow. I can't believe we How did we get to How did we get to candy corn?
I'm not done with corn. You know about high fructose corn syrup?
I've heard about it.
It's fine in moderation, I think.
I watched a whole TikTok this weekend about how Fruity Pebbles was made.
Me too! I saw that one!
I thought...
It's just rice.
I'm just thinking there's like a factory somewhere here in the U.S. where someone's job is to just make Fruity Pebbles all day.
Capitalism.
How?
Capitalism. Capitalism.
And they had to invent conveyor belts and stuff specific to making more Fruity Pebbles.
I don't think I caught that line of the story.
Well, that's how what my brain reached.
Oh, you're saying to exist for the Fruity Pebbles factory to exist, they made
Someone started making Fruity Pebbles, I don't know, in their home or their backyard, in their garage, and then it just took off, or...
No.
Oh.
They existed. Who is this? Kellogg's? Post? Whatever.
And they were looking for a new cereal to get kids... Okay, so they already had the conveyor belts making, like, what? Frosted Flakes? Something?
Probably. Fruity Pebbles...
Do you like Fruity Pebbles?
I think it's fine, but my main takeaway from that TikTok was Fruity Pebbles is just rice. We cook the rice, we flatten the rice, we color the rice,
we flavor add the sugar rice to the rice.
It's just a bowl of rice,
but not for breakfast. It's a lot of sugar too.
A bowl of rice for breakfast with some sugar. That's fine. Rice Krispies. It's basically Rice Krispies but flatter.
This girl in gym class in like fourth grade used to always throw up Fruity Pebbles like every morning.
Well, it's kind of like either you learn your lesson or you don't. She never did.
And then, you know, they had to get out that like sawdust to sprinkle it over the vomit.
Oh my God. What?
Do you remember that?
No. I'm telling you, you lived a different life.
No. In middle school or elementary school, when people would throw up, they would take what looked like sawdust shavings, and they'd sprinkle it over it, and then they'd all be like, well, don't go on that side of the gym. Tina threw up again.
Tina.
And I'm like, who scheduled gym class first thing in the morning?
I liked first thing in the morning because then I wouldn't waste so much hair gel. Because then I would be able to, I would go to school with, like, a hat on and go to do gym. And then after gym, I would do my hair. Because, you know, it was very spike up the front season.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, like, if it were, in the afternoon, I would have to redo my hair halfway through the day. What?
That's why I only took gym class at the end of the day.
No.
Did you shower with the boys?
You had to.
What?
You had to.
They'd spray you with a hose.
Well,
who was policing this?
I don't want to say his name, but we did have a gym teacher, and looking back at the entire experience, I'm not quite sure I was feeling it.
They said. They always said, I guess I should verify the story, but all my girlfriends in high school said that they had to shower too after each class, and that there was a window from the gym teacher's office into the showers.
We had that.
Is that
we had that
common
and
practice?
And I would not me all like. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
That's what started your reverse voyeurism kink.
Everyone showing, look away. Everyone. I'll look away. You look away. Everyone just look away.
Is that what started your showing off behavior?
No. But I do remember once I was at the urinal and he came up next to me at the urinal.
Who?
The gym teacher. The gym teacher that made me uncomfortable. He never did anything like inappropriate ever. But like, it was just like, he was like an intimidating figure who made fun of me for being a slow runner. And like had a window into the most intimidating experience of my middle school experience, literally into the showers.
What were they up to?
I didn't like it, and I remember him peeing next to me, and I remember his peeing to be very loud, and I was just like, "Oh my God, this is all too much."
Such a heavy stream.
It was heavy.
I told you they would make us wear jock straps in gym class, and then you had to show the gym teacher that you were wearing it.
Yeah, see, all of this, I don't know if it would fly.
I don't know if this is legal.
Yeah, so...
I'm calling 911.
Call them. Hey, girly.
Hey, girly. Papa 911?
Sure. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you get your Gaga tickets?
I didn't.
Oh, shit.
It's more complicated than that.
They're on sale now.
On sale?
What did you tweet House of Labs? What is it?
Dearest House of Labs.
Did you
oh my text God.
NYX Cosmetics?
When I'm someday a dog, what is that called?
Foster parent.
No, when you just have like a retreat, but a permanent retreat.
Your house.
Yeah, but like for dogs.
A dog house.
No, when I say
a dog haven.
Sure, yeah, we're getting somewhere, but yeah, something like that.
Where is it? Where all dogs go to die?
House of Labs. No, they go to live.
House of Labs.
Do you call it House Labs? House of Labs. So I called my House of Labs.
I don't think I would invite any labs to my dog's haven house.
Why? They're very get alongable doggable.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
They just seem very plain. It's like, that's a dog.
I would love to hear what a lab thinks of you, bitch.
I would too.
Very plain.
Plain nerd.
Plain nerd. Friends if you love, with a nerd.
If you love labs so much, why don't you get one? And then marry
I love
it.
To lab. I love to lab. I think I'm going to call it I love to lab.
Listen, I went out this weekend multiple times.
You're nuts.
And I ran into this guy that I know and I always say hi to. And he came over and we were stuck waiting in line next to each other ordering drinks. And he was all, "How's it going?" And I was like, "Well, I love to laugh. I love fun. I love dancing." And he goes, "Oh, so you're over this conversation?" And I was like, "No, this is just my shtick. This is just my shtick."
Oh my God.
So I guess telling people at the bar I love to laugh isn't what I think it is.
No, I would say most of what you think is not what you think it is.
This is all why I'm single.
Another laugh alone.
Another laugh alone.
Hit us with that laugh alone. No wonder it's alone.
I was also out this weekend, and Whitney Houston came on, and we were dancing, and this twink goes, I don't remember her being alive. And I thought,
well, that's okay. You're older.
There are people at the bars who don't remember Whitney Houston being alive.
That's okay.
She died in 2011.
That's okay. I'm telling you, baby. What? You want this 11-year-old to know about Whitney Houston, the life and times?
Yeah, so how old could have they... I think they would have been like 10 when she died?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Someone raised them wrong. I knew who Whitney Houston was when I was 10.
Okay. That's cool. That's great.
Do you love to lab?
I do love to lab. Hey, do you like to lap?
Like lap it up? Like drink water from a bowl?
Yeah.
On all fours?
Daddy's goodies. Lap it up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was doing at the bar. I was lapping it up.
Okay. What if... Would you ever go to a bar where you...
I have.
Oh.
No. I finished that sentence. Where you what?
Where you have to lap it up.
Oh.
No, it's a hands-free...
That's you at fucking Badlands being like, should we do a lap?
Is that? I do love to do a lap.
Is that lapping it up?
I would say my best move at the bar. Well, I have two moves at the bar. Three. Number one.
Four. Five.
What's the fifth?
I'll tell you once I hear your first three.
Okay. My first is an Irish exit.
Yep. That's in my repertoire also. Although,
what?
I tried that this weekend and it was the worst execution ever, to the point where someone goes, this is a really bad Irish exit.
Well, the rule for an Irish exit is you have to be honest with yourself that it's Irish, in that you can't even say goodbye to one person.
It was tough. There were a lot of people by the door, and I had a piece of pizza in my hand.
So if you say bye to one person, it's no longer an Irish exit.
I know, it really wasn't.
You're just saying goodbye.
I had been flirting with someone all weekend, so I had to, like, I wanted to say goodbye to one person in case they wanted to kiss me.
Mm. Well, did they?
They didn't.
Did the pizza?
Yeah, so I ate pizza in an Uber.
You kissed the pizza kissed back?
Yeah, and then I got home and I got stoned and I ate a pie. What a fun weekend I had. Okay, what's your second move?
Second move at the bar is a lap. I like to do a lap. Yeah. I like to assess the situation. I like to get away from people I don't want to be near. I'd like to. It's a lap serves many purposes. It's like if I'm getting annoyed by anything in the slightest, I'm gonna go take a lap. Part of the lap is my third move: hide in the bathroom.
Yep.
I find it to be. It's always. Doesn't matter what kind of venue. Doesn't matter, because a guy's bathroom in general, you can find a stall. It's like there's a low wait time to just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit, eat a snack.
There's a lot of, there's a bar that I used to go to in LA where in the bathroom was so nice. I would refill my water in the bathroom. You know, it's a safe space.
You know what I don't like? An attendant in there.
Yeah, but like it's not their fault they need a job.
I blame
capitalism.
I don't need you to rip the paper towel for me. I can put
in the stall.
Paper towel, baby, not toilet paper.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Imagine if there was someone ripping the toilet paper for you.
And that's my fourth move. I pretend to be the attendant in the bathroom, but in a stall.
Yeah, I'm going to start bringing a second look and changing when I get in the bathroom and pretending to be the attendant.
Ooh.
I think
a little vest?
A little vest.
Yes.
A little hat.
Yes.
A little monocle.
You could have a glass,
aquarium.
Container full of Q-tips and gum.
No, Q-tips
I don't know
are
what they,
bad for
what they
you.
Have, but, you know. Gum, Listerine strips.
Yeah, I think you forgot one of
poppers.
Your moves.
What was my other move?
Distributing
cabbage patch. Cabbage patch. I think is the cabbage patch.
I think stanky leg.
No. And, stinker. No, it's the stinker leg.
Stinker leg.
No. Yeah, I think distributing leg. Water is my.
Yeah, I was gonna say you love to hydrate the crowd. You love to bring a blow pop, a banana, a Jolly Rancher, a gummy bear. Anything you can find. Anything you can get your mitts on.
I think one of my past moves in my past maybe would be requesting a song at the bar, but I've grown up with that. Like, who do I think I am to go up and be like, can you play Gaga? Fuck
the
me.
What? The party I went to on Saturday was a day party, and it was actually really fun, and it was very, like, disco-y and, like, fun. And so anyways, like,
well, you do love to have fun.
I do love fun and I do love disco. So there they are. It was like not a very lyric heavy DJ set. It was very vibey, like yeah. And there's this gay standing close to the DJ booth with his phone out. No. And it says play Slut Pop by what's her name, Kim Petras.
Was
and
it I was somebody like, we knew?
I probably knew them in a roundabout way, but no one I knew personally. But I was just like, are you listening to the music that they're playing? You think they're gonna play Slut Pop?
I kind of am at a point where it's like, yeah, read the room, and if you don't want like the music, go home and listen to it. Bring your own headphones.
Bring your AirPods.
Bring them. Get them out and bring them, those AirPods.
Make it a silent disco, honey.
Yes.
You're in charge of your own good time.
Yes. Noise canceling headphones.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll try that next time.
It feels like a thing you would do.
To be in charge of my
you
own
You fucking
music,
nerd.
I'm a nerd. Do you like nerds? The candy?
I do.
Have you ever had a nerd's rope?
I did.
What are those about?
Not good.
Just nerds mashed to
not good.
To taffy?
Tit to tit? Is that what you said?
Taffy.
Tit to
nerds mashed to taffy. I've never been tit to tit.
Yes, we have.
You think my nipples have my nipples touched your massive mommy milkers?
No, but I do think I saw a play this weekend.
Did you hold up a sign that said play Slut Pop?
No, but one of the characters is a dog with massive mommy milkers.
Okay.
Yep.
Played by a dog or a human?
Played by a human.
How many teats did she have?
Did
it milk?
A dog amount.
Okay. I don't know how many dogs have.
Well, get one.
You know
out.
I don't. You know I don't love to lab.
Stupid.
Have you ever made your nipple kiss someone else's nipple?
Absolutely, I'm sure.
Really?
I'd like to go back to nerds ropes.
Okay. <let's>
I was watching Nickelodeon this weekend.
Was there a nerds rope?
And the commercials that they show children are next level. There's a new candy that is just a strip of, it's like a fun dip, but
okay.
But what you're dipping with is not the like chalky whatever that was. It's
I liked
not,
that stick.
I don't know about what that was, but yeah, it was kind of like a sweet tart, right?
It was like a flavorless sweet tart.
Sure. Well, the new one is like a long, kind of like a long solidified sugar stick that you dip in more sugar. It's just a sugar stick and sugar.
Well, that's candy in general, baby.
Yeah, baby. But like it wasn't even trying to hide what it was anymore. It's just, it's like, Mom, can I have a sugar stick?
To dunk in my sugar?
For my sugar?
Oh, well, so what's your story about nerds ropes?
No story.
Didn't you used to have a nerds rope that connected from your jeans, like on your belt loop to your wallet?
No, but that would be fun.
Are there Are there Nerds ropes in your candy box at Dylan's candy store?
You'll have to go and check and see. You silly freak. You silly, silly girl who likes to laugh and loves Nerds.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we have 3 minutes. Do you want to say anything about Drag Race?
What's there to say?
What an iconic snatch game.
And what an iconic ending to UK versus the world. And that's what you missed on Drag Race.
I didn't enjoy Drag Race this week.
I feel like the listeners know, they can assume that out of us.
Oh. Well...
I think my main takeaway is I need to start rehearsing how to say lip sync smackdown, lip stink assassin, because next week
I'm excited for it.
Here's what's gonna happen, and I'm just gonna lay it all out there. They will be doing a lip sync smackdown every season now, because bitch, it's a mid-season finale. They can eventize and make into a moment, which I am about. I liked it the first time. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm just curious, because there's 7 of them, because like Deja's just safe, and then the other 7, but like that's an uneven bracket. And you know I hate like 3 of them lip syncing at the same time.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. Nothing matters. It's a game. It's fake.
So it's going to be like lip sync, lip sync, lip sync, lip, 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 and whoever loses the last one is just out?
I don't know. You know as much as I do, my sweet angel.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's got to be.
I think it's going to be a staple every season now. I think it's going to give us the Georges is a finalist storyline. She will be a...
No.
I'm not joking, bitch. I'm not joking. They are setting this up to be... She is a lip stink assassin. And so she's going to pull through this next episode as the reigning champion of the day.
But all no. Because like I'm envisioning it is it's gonna be like head to head. So the first one's gonna be like Georges versus Jasmine, and whoever wins is just done. You're just safe.
I don't know how it's gonna work.
You're just done and safe. So if anything, you want to keep losing because you get to perform 3 times.
I don't know how it's gonna work.
Oh, I bet that's it. That's how I'm envisioning it. That's the only way it made sense in my head.
Do you have any thoughts about UK versus the world?
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean to be any type of mean way. I'm sure a lot of hard work went into the season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Drag queens, we like to celebrate. But it's like...
I think they just need to retire that format. I will say I was pleasantly surprised because I did like the end with the like 3 lip syncs. But I just didn't believe that Blue even beat Juju in the first round, so then it was like I had to suspend belief to think that she then also beat Monique, because I actually thought I liked the other 2 performances both better. And I don't, it's not like I don't like Blue Hydrangea, I just thought the other 2 were better.
I will say
coming
this,
down to the lip sync
at the end of the day, good for Blue Hydrangea. She walked into that workroom and she said, oh, I felt like a filler queen.
Yeah,
she assessed the situation. She saw all of what she had to go up against and what she had to do. She brought the looks. She eliminated the competition. She did everything she had to do to win that duet.
She played the game.
So have you heard the duet?
No, I didn't.
Neither have I.
I don't think I will. I don't think it'll make the Power Hour this year.
No.
No, I'm too busy loving the song that they on the main season that they walk the runway to. That is a bop.
What one? What are you talking about?
The song that they walk the runway to each week on RuPaul's Drag Race this season. I think it's just called Catwalk Reprise. Reprise? How do you say it?
I don't know.
Well, Are you excited for All Winners All Stars?
Is that happening?
Yeah, they announced it.
I can't keep up. I can't keep track. I don't know. Are you excited for French drag race hosted by Nikki Doll?
It's hosted by Nikki Doll.
The one, the only. Not even Rutabaga.
Who's Rutabaga?
Wow. I'm not sure if that's a name. Or Betty Vega or something. Rudy or Red.
Lou Vega?
Renee Vega.
Doesn't he sing Mambo Number 5?
I think, Mambo Number 5, the lyrics are all of the queens that are going to be on season 15.
Perfect.
Little bit of Monica. She's definitely cast.
A little bit of Angela.
Rita. A little bit of Rita.
A little bit of Rita, for sure. Yeah. It is cool. Is there anything else you have to say?
It's cool.
Anything else you wanted to say about, I don't know, candy corn, nerds ropes, corn on the cob?
I think we hit it all.
Yeah, what a wonderful episode.
Hey, happy 351. Two.
Oh, hell yeah.
Three, one. I don't know.
One, baby. One.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me at the club, loving to laugh. Love in the lap.
There you go.
Looking for Rita.
Well, she's performing tonight. It's all Drag Race season 15. Rita Vega? You don't remember Rita Vega?
No.
I feel like... Oh, was she on Canada, maybe?
I don't know. I missed it. Guess I didn't see it. I had a big yawn.
Frida wants me to ask you about Love is Blind.
Oh, yes. Okay. What about it?
You get one sentence. Go.
I watched season 2. I enjoyed it until I didn't enjoy it anymore. It seems like it's already going down the path of The Bachelor, where people aren't even looking for love. They're looking for Instagram followers.
Well, yeah.
The people I was rooting for, I really stopped rooting for during the last episode and the reunion. Hit me up on the Discord if you want to know what else I have to say about it.
Okay, well, great. That's wonderful. Another week where we don't talk about Kanye. I'm actually happy with that.
Don't even bring it up. I don't want to.
There's nothing new then. Okay. Corey, I'll see you on the Discord. Deuces.